Fighter and Shakespeare are above a comment of dollar. Picking on Gimlin with Baze by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom on the word Allah. So we were speaking about a concept known as a Kal v'Chomer of Rav Chista to show that if a person is Modu b'miksas, we know that the principle is the Modu b'miksas has to go and swear that he doesn't know the other part. But what happens if the person wasn't Modu b'miksas? He says, I don't know anything. But then, let's say, you say to me, you owe me $100. And I say, I don't owe you anything. But then two Edom come and say that I do owe you 50, so then I have to swear for the other parts. That's what we left off with, and we asked a bunch of questions back and forth. Now the Gemara, then we brought a Kal v'Chomer, and the Gemara is now continuing to ask questions. Elama lefiv, shekinenu b'achot shavazam. We know that a person, in the case of lepiv, when he goes and he says on his own, he says that, yes, I owe half of it, but not all of it, which gives a koach that which we don't have a choshen or zama. That is, if someone goes to be machshir, Rashi says im hoda lo b'mana bo edim. Oh, this is interesting. I'm sorry. Im hoda lo b'mana, he says he owes bo edim shu lomer ein chayev. That you're not ein chayev lo klum. You're not ein chayev them anything. Einu nifter b'kach. That's not going to patter him. Though does baldin kame edim. Someone who's minning is like mea edim. And similarly b'hazama also. If the guy goes and says, you can't say you owe that because you weren't even there, the answer is that, no, we don't, it doesn't matter. If the guy admit to it, then he has to pay. Tomer be'edim, she'esno b'chosh b'zama, you're going to say the same principle when it comes to edim, when a regular case of edim is coming over there, that they do have this concept of achosh and azama. Therefore, you can't go and learn out this Kal v'Chomer. Says the Gemara, okay, ela asim eid echad. So where is Rav Chiya getting his Kal v'Chomer from? He's getting it from the case of an eid echad. Uma eid echad she'ein mechayv o'mom and mechayv o'shvua. That is that if somebody comes along and they say that I owe them $100, and Rashi's tanu chaveru mana libiyadcha v'hu omer ein li in chabiyadi klum. I have nothing. You have nothing of yours is in my hand. V'erechad miyidu shu chayev. Says no. What do you mean? You're chayev. Then one aid comes. Hareze nishba lachish as aid. He has to now swear in order to knock off this aid. The pasuk says lo yakum aid echad beish, etc. L'chol avon u'l'chol chatas hu de'inu kam aval l'shvua kam. It's only over the chatas now, but yes, for a shvua. Aidem says. So uma irachad shem mechayv amon mechayv shvua. Then edim shem mechayv osamam. Edim which are mechayv person amon. And edim mechayv osamshvua. For sure, it's going to be mechayv him to do a shvua. As the Gemara brought up the second, you can't bring this Kal v'Chomer because mal irachad shkein amashu meir who nishba. When it comes to the irachad, if I go in and I say, I don't know anything, but the irachad comes says that I am, I'm going to have to go and swear. Peep, turn the page. Daf dalit. Can you see the same idea when it comes to two edim? That in that case, you're going to compare it to a case where you have two edim come along and they say that a guy who denies everything, someone says to me, you owe 100, I say, oh, nothing, and then they come and they say, no, you owe 50. That, I mean, I have to not pay the 50. You're going to say that that's comparable, but the other part of the claim about the other 50 has no shaykhs to this. You want to say the guy's going to have to deny the second half of the claim? There's no shaykhis. That's a little machmir. Elam, Rav Papa, Asi Megilgul Shvua De'erech. It comes from Megilgul Shvua. Megilgul Shvua is when you're bringing someone to make a Shvua for some reason. You can now continue onto a Shvua that you wouldn't have to necessarily generally make. So therefore, Asi Megilgul Shvua De'erech is coming from this Gilgul, rolling over Shvua of one aid. That is that if you have an aidus of one aid, that can cause the Chiyav to cause another Shvua, even though you have nothing going over there, but you can continue on. Then obviously you could also buy witnesses, which are able to can cause payment of money, the right payment of money, which the first one you're not able to, can cause this chiyav of going to make a shvur to deny the other side of it. Says Gemara, but mal gilgul shvur, you can't compare that because mal gilgul shvur, the eid echad, shekein shvua, goreris shvua. Yeah, so frek the Gemara, mal gilgul shvur, the eid echad, shekein shvua, goreris shvua. How can you bring a raya from the Gilgul Shvua of an Eid Echad, where one type of Shvua will cause another one. Rashi says, Eid lo chayvu Shvua, elo ma shehid vashvua gerer Shvua. It's except for what he was made on. But the Shvua is gerer the Shvua. And now, Tomer be'edim, the mamon ko mechayve, can you say the same thing about two edim who are going to start off by causing money and not a Shvua? This thing is causing a Shvua, and that's starting off by causing actually Mammon, says Gemara, Pivyuchiach. Ah, don't worry about that, because his admittance over there with his own mouth is going to prove the fact. Will Yochiach will show. What does that mean, says Rashi? The Moda Miksa Satayna Sha'al Masha Kofer upiv lo hodehu nishba. Right? So we have over here that this is what's happening when you're mudav a mikzas. Mikzas a tiny. You say, I don't know, 100, only 50. Shama shakofer, that which he's denying, upiv lo hodehu nishba. He's swearing on the things he didn't admit to. Says Gemara, but my lepiv, shekein eno ba'achasha. We know piv, there's no hachasha over there. So you can't, like we brought earlier. Says Gemara, no, eid echad yochiach. Eid echad will demonstrate, will show. Sheish tam hachasha mechai b'shua, that there is hachasha and yet still mechai b'shua. Mal, effect the Gemara, but now you're going to say, mal eid echad shekein al ma shemeid hu nishba, and that which he's testifying is be nishba. Tor beidem shal ma shakafer hu nishba, like we brought on the top of the daf. So Gemara, piv yochiach, piv will knock that issue out. Don't worry, but Chazar Dinah goes back and forth. Lo Rizekri Yizev, Lo Rizekri Yizev, Atzad HaShav Hashem, what's the common denominator? Sha'idei Taina Ukfirahim Bari Minishma. The common denominator is that because of the supporting claim and denying that come before the Beis Din, and the person is swearing. Afniyav Yidim Sha'idei Taina Ukfirahim Bari Minishma. Same thing. So I was going to hold on one second. Malzad HaShav Hashem, over there, in that case, he's not considered a kafran. Like, the guy's not considered straight up a liar. Rashi is a masha kafran. Einu muchsa kafran. Shema lo kiche shehid. Einu nemen lachisho lachisho kafran. Maybe what he's trying to do... We didn't set up this guy's definitely a liar. But you're going to say the same thing, right? Mal tzad shavu shem shein looks like kafran tomer beidem shekenu looks like kafran. The guy's sort of considered like a kafran, a koyfer, when he totally is denying what's going on. Says Gemara beidem looks like kafran. What do you mean? And with edim is called a kafran. V'amar of edim barav and amar of chista hakofer b'milva koshel edus. Someone who's kofer b'milva, he's going to be kosh b'edus. Be pikadon the pasul edus, but. But when it comes to milva, not, because maybe all he's trying to do is just to push it off so he can go ahead and pay it at a further date. So therefore, we are still good. In fact, my Ella Parachachi asked the following, not Sala Shavashman, can Ella Matora Sazama? How could you? Maybe. When you're dealing with a guy going in a minute by himself, or doing mixas, or you're dealing with the one aid coming against him, they're not going to be in the world of Hazama. You're going to talk about Ba'idim, Sheshim HaTor Hazama. You're going to say Ba'idim, where there is Hazama that's included over there. It says, Gemara, Halo Kasher B'chia Torah Hazama L'Parach. There's no shaykhis this conversation, whether or not it's going to be Hazama or not Hazama. Therefore, we are back in the driver's seat. Everything is good. The next question is that we said right after this Rav Chia statement on Dav Gimel, he says, V'tana Tuna, and even our Mishnah goes and proves it. The Gemara of Tana Tuna, you want to say that our Mishnah is going to go ahead and support over here. He is saying that our Mishnah of the fact that if you and I are holding onto a talis and we each have to go ahead and we have to make a swear, that supports this. Me dummy, can you compare the two? Hasam la malva isle sahadi, la lova lesle sahadi, the lomasik le velomide. Over there, hasam the in the case of Chiyad, the lender has edim who support part of what he's saying, la love, whereas the borrower, he has no edim to support what he's saying, that the lender has nothing against him. Di havali sahadi la love, the lo masik le velo midi, lo bei Rabbi Chiyad lishtabue. If the borrower, the one who borrowed, did have edim to support what he said, that the one who lent it to him can't claim anything else, and if Chiyad would not make him go and swear. Hacha, so here, in this case of our Mishnah, kihechi da'anan sahadi, bahai anan sahadi bahai, in Mishnah, just like we're witnesses in reference to this one, meaning half of the cloak, of the, you know, talis, that belongs to the one, we're witnesses also to the other one, that it does belong to him. And even so, you have to go and you have to swear, which means that the shvua that's necessary in our Mishnah has nothing to do with Rav Chia's din of modem mixas is has to go and pay if it's Edom coming along and telling us. Ella ki itmar v'tana tuna idach to Rav Chia. When he said v'tana tuna, it's on another statement that the Rav Chia come along and he said, and that is Rav Chia mana libi yadcha. If a guy goes and says, someone says to me, hey, you have $100 of mine, you have a money, 100 zuz in your hands. And says, no, I only have in my hand of yours nunzuz, which is only fidi of it, v'helach. And here you go. Come and take it. Chayev. In such a case, now the guy's going to be chayev. That means I have to go swear. I'm odem and mikdas, I have to swear. My time, what's the reason? Helach nami kamodem mikdas the tiny dummy. Because even in a matzah of here it's yours, it's considered like modu mechzas v'tanatuna. Our mitzvah supports that the shnayim olchim metals v'ha'achik given the toughest an non sadi the might the toughest helechu. Now here in this case, since he's holding the talis, that's like we have Edom that he's holding it is already his. And the other one says, here, it's yours. Vikatani, and yet what does it say? Yeshava, that it's yours to swear, which goes in support of Chia, that the Shvu of Adam Mixas applies even when it's in the possession of the other person. Rav Sheshes Amar Helich Pater. Rav Sheshes argues, Rav Sheshes says that if I go and I claim, you come and you tell me that I owe you something, and I say, Amodim Mixas, and I say, here, it's yours. I'm going to be putter from having to go and do a shvua. My time, why? Kivin to Amar Lehelech, since I said, here it is. Hani zuz to kamodi begavayo, kamad de nakit lu lamal vadami. These fiddy zuz that he is admitting to, that he's saying he owes it to this person, are looked like, it's looked at like the lender is holding them in his hand, and therefore they're not considered a part of the claim. But inach chamishin halomodi, but in reference to the other 50 that are claimed over here, the borrow doesn't admit anything. Therefore, there's no mahudah b'mixas of the claim, and then me, the one who borrowed, doesn't have to make a shvua of moda b'mixas. Frak the Gemara. But our mission is going to be kasha for Rav Sheshes, because what it shows, it backs up Rav Chia, that when you say, hey, look, here, come and take it, it doesn't remove the money from this claim. But rather, it's considered modu b'mixas. And for the Gemara, he says, "Mastis and takanas chachamim." The shvua that's brought in our Mishnah is a takanas chachamim, and really, it's not a daraisa dikashtikel of modu b'mixas. The Gemara goes on. V'idach, and what about Rav Chia? What's he going to say? Ein takanas chachamim. I'm sorry. In takanas chachamim umiu. Right, it's true that the Mishnah's shvua is a takanas chachamim, and not a real case of modu b'mixas. Umiu i'amar b'shlamim midaraisa helach chayav. But our Mishnah makes sense if you want to say that the case of a midaraisa of a daraisa de keshvu of modu b'mixas is when it says here it's yours is about the part of the claim against him is going to be chayiv to go into swear. Mitakne rabbanon shvua kin daraisa. The case of our Mishnah, the chachamim can set up a shvua that's similar to a deoraisa, doraisa de keshvuah. Ella might be the rice helach pater, but if you want to see really the rice says such a statement of helach, he goes and he says that it's going to be pater. The masakin rabbanon shvur the less of the caps of the rice. Oh, is the chama going to make a shvur that doesn't have something similar to it in the rice? It says the gemara similar to the rice. May sevei beep turn the page. Alam abeis sloim dinarim. If you have yourself a shtar, says Rashi, that we are dealing with a shtar shekosavo ploni lava mi ploni sloim velo perish kama vechein shtar shekosavo dinarim stam. So now sloim dinarim malva omer chamish. The lender says it was 5, and Belova Omer Shalosh. No, it wasn't 5. It was only 3. So he says there's 5 sela or dinar, and he says only 3 sela or dinar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Hol v'Hodo Mixas Atayna Yishava. Since he was Moda, but Mixas over there, either 3 or 2. See, the Malva said 5, and he says that it's 3. So therefore, what he says do, he has to swear. He doesn't know anything else. Rabbi Kiva Omer Einu Ella Kemeshiv Aveda Upater. As Rashi says, what he could have said is he could have said, hey, listen, I only owe 2 sela, because then we would say, well, the simple meaning of what it says over there, if you would have borrowed more, then it wouldn't have done that. It would have said how much it is. But what does he do? He goes and he decides on his own to return a 3rd sela over there. Therefore, he's saying it's like a shavas aveda. In the case of that, you don't have to go and swear. So what comes out? That implies if he would have said 2, then he would have been putter. The reason why the one who borrows is going to be putter when he says only 2 sela, because this shtar, well, it tells how much that he admits is the same category of a person saying, here, take it. Shmaimina, Halach Pater. So you see over here from Halach, somebody who's a Lashon of Halach of here, it's yours, it's going to be Pater from the Shvua of Moda B'mikdash. Says the Merlo, that's not a good raya. Le'olam Emelecho Shtayim Chayef. Really, we could say even if the guy says that he only borrowed two, is it going to be Chayef to do a Shvua? Had to come and show us. And what's Pshat? Why is the Bresa going to say that he said that there's three? Lafuken Rabbi Kiva, the Amr Meshva Veda Havihu Pater. This is who says that it's like a Meshva Veda, if it's going to be Pater. Kamash Valon, the mode of a mitzvah taina, Havi, it's considered a mode of a mitzvah taina, Vechayev. And you're going to have to go and pay. So it's going to hold on 1 second. Yachi, that's really true. There are some of the laws that's going to be a Chayev, the borrower, so swear. Even if he admits only two, he says it's two Sela, then Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Hol Vahodu b'miksas tiny yishava af zei yishava m'boyle. What's pshat that he's using a lashon? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says since he admitted his modu miksas, he has to swear. It should have said even this guy has to go and he has to swear. Seems like according to what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says is that if I'm the borrower and I admit to only two sela, I'm going to be putter for making a shvua because there's no shvua of modu b'mitzvas in a situation of halach. Says Gemara, Ella. Gemara says, okay. Right, so we're masking. Rabbi Shimon Lazar wouldn't be mechayev a shvua if he admits only two sela. So what's pshat in Rabbi Chiya? What are we going to do with that? This is Gemara. Halali olam shtayim putter. Really, we're going to say now the Bresa is saying that the one who borrows, I go to borrow and I admit to only two sela, I'm going to be putter from swearing. Like we said, v'helach chayef. But still, in a regular case, even if I say, helach, this is yours, I'm going to be chayef to swear, like Rav Chiya, v'shayni hachid, the kamasai lishtara. And over here, it's different because we have the words of the shtar, which are backing up. And he said they only borrowed two sela. Therefore, that's the reason that someone is going to be modded to only two sela is going to be putter from swearing. And not because halach, and not because this is a situation of halach right here, go and take this that belongs to you. Inami, or another way of understanding this, is that that me, the borrower, I only admit to two sela, I don't swear, mishum dahavli shtar shibe karkos, because this becomes a shtar, which is like a lien on the land of shibe karka. Vainish bana kfiros shibe karkos. You don't swear, you deny the shibud of karka. Ika demosiv mi seifa. There's some people that has to bring as a kasha from the seifa of that brisa. Rabbi Akiva omer enu elu kamesha vedu pater. Rabbi Akiva says it's only considered like returning a lost object, and then we're going to be pater for making a shvua. Time and amr shalosh alam shtayim chayev. Which what's the mashmos over there? If we say that what's pshat Rabbi Akiva is going to say is going to be pater for making a shvua is because he said he's chayev to three sela, but if he admit only two, then he's going to be taka chayev to go and swear. Ay v'ashtar. The kamodi bay kehilich dami, but the shtar that says tusela, right? Brought down the tusela that he's being maskim to is like halach, and yet he's still gonna have to swear. Shema mina halach chayev that you're talking to be chayev. Oh, we're gonna say that. Says Gemara, lo, not a raya. Le'olamei melecha shtayim nami pater. Really, I can tell you that when it comes to the dia, even when the borrower says he did two, he's still going to be pater from having to make a shvua. I had to get on the shalosh. Why is it the pshat the Rebbe Kiva that comes in and he says he's dead by taking three sela? Is lafukid Rebbe Shimon Elazar to come against Rebbe Shimon to exclude Rebbe Shimon Elazar damer modem mixas hatayna havi v'chayv. This is a case of modem mixas. Rashi says ve'enu meishav aved. This I call the meishav aved over here, and therefore we're going to see that Havi Chayv is going to be Chayv to swear. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes to tell you, no, not like that. The Mesha Veda, Havi, your Pater, it's considered like Mesha Veda, and your Pater, Rashi says, Kamash Malan, Kiv, the Bishtaim, Nami Pater, like Lameir, Yaru, Me, Me'arim, Ela, Mesha Veda, Havi, it's considered like a Mesha Veda, that's going to be, you're going to be Pater from swearing.
Hachinam, Mistabro, even makes sense. He's Hakadad, Shtaim, Chayv, if you want to think that somebody who admits to two Slaim is going to be Chayv to Shavua. Bishalosh hechi pater lirikia. How could it be Rabbi Kiva is going to pater three? Hi arumi kama arim. Maybe this guy is pulling a shtick. Savor saying I amina shtayim but ine shtabue emashalosh. If I say that I'm going to two, then I'm going to have to go swear. You know, modem mixas.
Same as Shlosh, I'll say three. To have a Kamesha Veda, Vifta, I'm going to, like a Kamesha Veda, I'll be Pater. Elishvami, no, Shtaim, no, I'm Pater. Must be that two also is Pater as well. Elakasha Bechia, this is a Kasha Bechia, who says that one who's Modem and Mixas is going to be Chayav to Sore, even in the case where he says, Helach, here, take this monks to you. Says Gemara, Shiny Hossam to come inside Lichtara. There, it's going to be different if the guy's saying only two, because what does it say in the Messiah Lishtar? He has a star, which goes and supports it. When it says Sloim, which sounds like the minimum of Sloim was going to be two. Inam, another instrument, we shouldn't have Lishtar Shibet Karkos. Or we could say that somebody who's admitting to only two sell it doesn't make a Shvua, because the star is like a Shibet of Karka. Vainish Boyanel, Kfiris Shibet Karkos. And we don't swear on the Kfir of Shibet Karkos, like we saw before. Come on, Suvas, I think. Okay, now, Masa Rav Mar Zutra Beredu, Rav Nawa, Wachman. We ain't done over here. We're going to go another attempt to go against Rav Sheshis, the way that he says it. Masa Rav Zutra Beredu, Rav Nachman, Tanu Kelev Karkos. Let's say he goes and this guy says, you know, hey, this guy owes me Kelev, utensils, and Karka. Now she says, "Tanu chaveiro bebezin kelim karkos, and hold up a kelim cover karkos." The guy says, "You know, yeah, okay, I owe you forks and knives and spoons. You know, I don't owe you karka or shovels or whatever. Hold up a karkos, a cover of a kelim, or the flip, then potter. He's going to be potter. He doesn't have to do this mother mixer shtickle because there's shiba, there's karka that's involved over there." Says Rashi, "The lo kfi potter, the lo kfi raso v'lo hodoso." This stuff's not going to bring him to do a shua. Hold the mixas karkos pater. And also, if let's say he admits to he owes part of the karka, but he says, hold the mixas of karka, but he says he doesn't own the rest of the karka, right, or the utensils, then he's going to be pater. Mixas kelim chayav. But if he says chayav mixas kelim, then he's going to have to go and pay, even if he's denying everything else. So now, time of the kelim karkos. The reason why he's going to be pater from the shvua in the first case we brought is because he says kelim and karka. The karka la bashvua he ha kelim be kelim during the kelim karkos chayav. But if it would have said kelim be kelim, that would have been the case, which is similar to the mission of kelim and karka. Then itaka would have to be chayav. But hechidami, what's the case? Lav da amar le helich. Isn't it just like he said to him helich? Right, this belongs to you. You take it, right? And he would have to go and swear. Shmam and Ahelech Chayev. He says Ahelech is actually Chayev. Hazmar Lo Liolam Emelach Kelim Kelim Nami Pater. Really, we could say both these cases, even Kelim Kelim is going to be Pater as well. For Hadu Ketani Kelim Karkos, Hakamash Melon Hodu Bemixas Kelim Chayev Afal Karkos. That a person is Mode Bemixas of Kelim, then he's going to be Chayev to make a Shvua. Even in reference to the land that he's coming along and he's denying the land. My Kamash Milan Zokiken. What's it coming to teach us? Coming to teach us the din of Zokiken. Oh, says Rashi, that is Zokiken. A metaltalin Zokiken Karkos, the Shavai de Giggle. That is that the metaltalin is going to cause, because of Megalgul and Shvua on the Karka also. Tanina says, "But what do you mean? We already learned this in the Mishnah. Zokin nechassim she'en lemechayas, as in nechassim she'es lemechayas, lishav aleim." The Gemara in Kedushin that we know that if you have metaltalin, they can cause Karka to go and swear through Gilgal, right? It's okay. It could be mezaki get to go and to do such a thing. The Gemara hachi iker. This, the Mishnah that we've been quoting, the Mishnah Shavuos, is actually the Iker. I know we brought that Gemara in Kiddushin, but this is the main place where it is. Hossam Agav Grar and Aspa, over there, the Gemara in Kiddushin, it was an Agav point that they came and decided to bring it along. Beep, turn the page. Hey, Yomanal, Fulmanda Omer Helich Pater, but according to one who says that if I go and I'm the defendant here and I say, Helich, here, it's yours, then about the part that I'm admitting is going to be Pater from doing a Shavuot, Amai Yitzvah Kra. Limit to what do I need a pasuk to be mamay the karka? If even the helich is going to be a kol karka helichu, every case of karka is considered like helich. Amelacha. So we'll say back of Sheshu would say itzruch kra heichad the chafar baborusichamaros. We need in a case where let's say I started to dig on a pits, ditches, and caverns, that since the matzav now is not a case of here, just take it, then I would have to now go and pay I'd have to go and swear. I'm sorry, multiple mixas. If not for the fact, the pasuk is memayit, this case is of land, and those of shavuos. That's what it's coming to teach me. Inami, another answer is heichad the tanu kelim bekarkos. When you have someone coming and he's claiming against me, kelim and karka, vahoda bekelim and karka bekarkos, they say, okay, yes, to the kelim, not to the karka. Then there doesn't have to be a shavuos in this type of case because it's something which is in reference to denying land itself. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.